Let's call the meeting to order. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Present.
Bernhard?
Present.
Gunnar?
Present.
Jones?
Present.
Manning?
Present.
Newman?
Present.
Sohol?
Present. I'd like to welcome everyone to participating in today's telephone conference, call or meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Participants should also remember to unmute their microphones only when speaking. The meeting is also being recorded and the audio will be made available online once following the meeting. To find the audio recording, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal, follow the link, and select the name of the board. Okay, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, Gunnerk. Second, Jones.
Adam. We have a motion and a second. I think we'll just do all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
All in favor with an aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose nay. Motion carried. Moving to a public comment period. Is there anyone listening online that has a comment to make about our agenda today? Hearing none. Moving on to item number four. Mike.
Thank you, Chairman Sohol, members of the board. The Vermilion Basin Water Development District wishes to expand the district to include McCook County. The process for implementing the addition of this territory is laid out in South Dakota Codified Law 46A-3A-16. This reads in part to say any county, township, or group of townships contiguous to the boundary of the water development district may be added to and become a part of that water development district by an affirmative vote of a majority of the votes cast on the question in the area proposed for addition. Proposals for additions or withdrawals shall be in the form of either a written resolution or a petition to the Board of Water and Natural Resources. In the board packet, you did receive a resolution with a 4/5 affirmative vote of the governing body of McCook County, and that is what is required. The 4/5 vote is required to carry this process forward. The law also says that the resolution or petition shall be presented to the Board of Water and Natural Resources not more than 120 days, nor less than 90 days before a regularly scheduled general election. So that was the reason for the panic on getting this board meeting set up, is so we could meet that guideline. And then the law further says that upon receipt of the resolution or petition, the Board of Water and Natural Resources shall call an election on the question of whether the addition should be made. And again, the election shall be held in conjunction with the next regularly scheduled general election. So before I go on with the staff recommendation, I believe we have Brad Preheim, the manager of the Vermilion Basin Water Development District. And Brad, if you would like to say a few words, maybe explain why you're doing this, please, here's your opportunity.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Yes, this is Brad Preheim, manager of the Vermilion Basin Water Development District. Water development districts aren't necessarily watershed-based entities, but there are some East Dakota and James River that encompass large portions of their respective watersheds, and they can do all the great local things they do. Plus, if there's any watershed-wide projects, it's just a nice entity to have to manage natural resources at a watershed level instead of a political boundary level. This has been looked at being done in the Vermilion watershed. Jay Gilbertson, manager of East Dakota, sent me some minutes of the meeting back in the 1960s, where they were trying to create a watershed-based entity in the Vermilion. And it never really happened. It talked about a few times, and then several years ago, there was a task force created to create natural resource districts that went on about 5 years, and nothing ever came of those. So then I decided to revisit the issue, visited with Jay and the East Dakota Board, and even though it'd be giving up territory, they were willing to give up parts of Lake and Kingsbury and Minor County to come into our district. They're already in East Dakota, so moving them over wouldn't be a drastic change. They'd just be maybe in the district that they should be in. The key's always been McCook County, because you have to have continuous boundaries, and McCook County has always has never been in a district, I should say. Pursued this legislatively with Jay's help, and we had it ready to go. A bill 2 years in a row. We ran into some snags. The governor's office and Secretary Roberts wanted an election in McCook County because it was a new tax for them. So we pulled the legislation both years, and then met with the governor's office and Secretary Roberts, and we all agreed that if the McCook County voters would adhere to this, they'd be in automatically, and then we'd legislatively move the other territory in following the election. So that's kind of where we're at. The McCook County Board visited with them. County Commission have visited with them multiple times. They have allowed the election, and my board has agreed to take on the territory if the election shall pass. And I guess the next thing will be to convince the voters of McCook County that even though it's a small tax in their county, it's for the greater good of the Magnolia watershed. So with that being said, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
This is Sherry Soholt. The question I have is you mentioned that East Dakota would be giving up some territory. Is it just to that's in the light green color on our map that we're looking at?
Let me get the map in front of me, and I believe Jay is on the call as well. So,
yes.
The map that was included in my letter to Andy would be the okay, here it is. The map would be the light green, yes. Would be all of Kingsbury County except for one township, and then those portions of Lake and Minor that are in green. Correct, Mr. Soholt.
Okay, and that simply falls along the watershed line. But
pretty close, yep. Yeah, there's a lot of discussion on that, but yeah, that's pretty cool. Kingsbury County, actually there's some far western townships that could probably go into the James River Water Development District, and that may be a subject for a different day, but yeah, we're getting close to it, county lines. We're trying to mirror the task force map. We're going to create the nine entities, but we're not perfect, but we're getting closer.
Very good. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. Guess if there's no other questions from anyone, I will provide the staff recommendation. The staff recommendation is for the board to adopt resolution number 2022-409 for the election, the resolution of election on the question of McCook Lake's addition to the Vermilion Basin Water Development District.
We have a staff recommendation. Do we have a motion?
So moved, unanimously.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Canerc?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Lanning?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
And Soholt.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That concludes our business here today.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, everyone, for being online today. Much appreciate your time.
Motion
to adjourn. From Brad as well.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. We are adjourned.